You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this Monday, blessed Monday. And we thank the Lord for making it possible for us to pray together as a family. Our monthly theme is Hope Thou in God from Psalm 42 verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. It's important to hear God's word and hear again, because the more we hear God's word, the greater the light we encounter, the illumination of his word we encounter. Reading this scripture again, hope thou in God. The question starts, why art thou cast down? There are many reasons for which sometimes we are down. Could be a situation we are in, challenge we are facing. So many difficulties every day, and the issues in the life of an individual and how to navigate them by the grace of God. But the point is that the psalmist was asking that, oh my soul, why art thou cast down? Oh my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? So this could be like the David situation where the Amalekites had taken away their wives and children, and his confidants, his own men, they were now planning to stone him. They were now against him, blaming him that he took the decision to go and help another king to fight Israel. And look at the situation. Now they had been plundered. And in the midst of challenges, our soul can be very disturbed, where we think over and over, we are so disturbed, worried, anxious. It's like the situation is not getting resolved, and we go over and over it again. Or sometimes certain situations which have deadlines, and one can be so disturbed, how am I going to get this resolved within the time? But then you see, like in the David situation, he began to encourage himself in the Lord. And that is where we move to hope thou in God. My mind, why are you so worried? My soul, why are you so disturbed? Hope thou in God. If God was a man, there would be no hope, because disappointment would be inevitable. Since man is so fallible. But because God is not man, and he is the creator and possessor of the whole universe, so we can depend on him and hope in him. So talking to himself, David talking to himself, encouraging himself in the Lord, this is how it goes, that you tell yourself, hope thou in God, because there is God. And so the situation can always be better. You may not fully understand as to how it will come about, but once God is involved, some way, somehow, the story will be better. And for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why the help of his countenance? Our God is our present help in time of need. That once we hope in him, he will always be our present help in that moment of need. Maybe the time is not yet up for you to see what he's working on, but we have to relax and depend on him, and that's a reflection of our hope. The physical evidence of our hope is being patient, waiting on him, for him to take charge and do what he does. Now, today we are praying on the benefits of hoping in God and the consequences of not hoping in God. We see in Jeremiah 17, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Blessed is that man whose trust is not in his father or mother or siblings. Oh, I have an auntie in United States of America. Why must your hope or your trust be in any man or woman? Because they are in another economy. We have to constantly search our hearts and ask ourselves that, is my hope really in this person or my hope is in God? And to position our hearts properly, we honor people and we thank God for bringing people into our lives. But the focus must constantly remain in God and not in the people. All praise be to our King, in Jesus' name. So today our first prayer topic is that, Father in heaven, cause me to experience your goodness because I hope in you. It's important to experience the goodness of the Lord. Many are they who have given up hope and who have gone into all sorts of troubles because they gave up hope, trusting in the Lord, and now they went to experience other things. They had all the money, but their souls were lost. They couldn't even experience God or find God any longer. They were just lost. It's taking some, just the grace of God to restore them back. Now, we are praying this prayer because according to Lamentation 3:25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So waiting for him, being patient with him, seeking him, the Lord is good unto such. So we are praying that, Lord, cause me to experience your goodness as I hope in you. Please, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. As we hope in you, Lord. Lord, in the fulfillment of your word. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, please cause us to experience, Lord, goodness, your goodness, your goodness, your goodness, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to experience your goodness, Lord, as we hope in you, as we hope not in ourselves, not in man, but hoping in you. Cause us, Lord, to experience your goodness, O Lord. Rababaya do 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 de be de be ke be de be abaraba shamaya de de be de be abaraba abaraba maya do 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 de be de be ke be de be abaraba ya de de be maya do 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 de be de be. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, wherever we have hoped in men or trusted in men, Lord, we ask, Lord, for forgiveness. We pray for the grace, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to experience your goodness, Lord, as we put our hope in you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 39, verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. We are praying, Father in heaven, deliver my soul from despair as I place my hope in you. We have learned that those who move outside hope, they fall into despair. they experience hopelessness, and that position of despair is very dangerous to be in because it leads to all sorts of evil and negative things. We are praying that, Father in heaven, deliver my soul from despair as I put my hope, or I place my hope in you. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Proverbs 2:22. Father in heaven, save me from fruitlessness and wandering by keeping my hope in Christ Jesus. Save me from fruitlessness and wandering by keeping my hope in Christ Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Save our souls, Lord, from fruitlessness in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I invite you to do so. Please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness, Lord, repenting from all my sins. I believe that you were sent by God the Father to come and die for my sins, and that through your death and your resurrection, I can be saved. From this day, I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord and my Savior and my King forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you all the praise. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bless the name of the Lord.
Oh, yami tumfo yebei udina ye unyuma pa nonti yebei wa ye nyami tumfo o.
If you gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@goldmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go Music. Stand out with God.